In the St. Claude Arts District, installation artist Cynthia Scott shed some light on local issues as she seeks to open viewers' minds to opposing thoughts in her latest exhibit, Let There Be Lumières.
If I were speaking French correctly, I would not pronounce the S on the end, but in this context, it's exactly correct because I'm not saying let there be light, I'm saying let there be lights, which there are in this show.
Plenty of them. Scott uses points of light to invite you to explore a series of sculptures made from recycled objects. The light illuminating her works from within are the only lights in the small gallery, an artist collaborative called Staple Goods in the 1300 block of St. Rock at North Villery. As Scott explores light and darkness in this unique exhibit, she is seeking to coax viewers to open their minds to all sides of an issue, to investigate what lies beneath the initial beauty that attracts one to her works.
I am exploring dichotomies. I'm exploring the fact that we can't have light without darkness. If it were light all the time, we wouldn't know it was light because there would be nothing to compare it against. And I think there's a predilection in society to ascribe characteristics of goodness to light and badness to dark. But that doesn't make any sense because they're two sides of the same physical dynamic. In each of these pieces, each of which is in fact a light, I've used imagery of two different types. I've set up dichotomies in each piece. There are images which could be considered by some to be positive and perhaps negative, but you can flip it as well. And for instance, there's one piece called Cranes in the Sky. Apologies to Mr. Blakely. There are images of cranes silhouetted against a sky, and there are also images of New Orleans houses with their beautiful bright colors and their shutters and their wonderful paint jobs and their wonderful architecture. And you can look at the cranes in the sky as being a positive element to our culture right now, that rebuilding is taking place. That's great. It's wonderful. You could also look at it as how many old historic buildings are being knocked down that perhaps shouldn't be. On the other hand, you could look at the old buildings and say they're completely outdated. They're not habitable. And who can live in a one-room shotgun anymore? We need new plumbing. We need modernization. So everything has a positive and negative side. And so I want people to contemplate the pieces and go back and forth between that dichotomy and look at the issues for themselves.
Scott moves from the issue of post-Katrina recovery to the oil industry in the Gulf of Mexico.
It's called Drill Birdie Drill. I have photographs of oil rigs in the ocean. They're actually quite beautiful photographs. Of course, there's all that blue water, and I've pumped up the saturation of the photographs so that the oil rigs themselves are sometimes brightly colored, and I have a number of those together in aggregate. And then I have photographs of pelicans. They're living pelicans. They're not oil-soaked. They're just nicely flying around. I wanted people to contemplate both sides of all issues. And it cannot be denied that the oil industry has provided a healthy living for many people in this state and across the Gulf South and in other parts of the country as well. So for every argument that it's doing harm, which can certainly be made, I didn't want to be pointing the finger, but I do want people to draw their own conclusions and look at all the issues from all the sides.
Scott uses fabric, photos, paint, glass, and light in her sculptures. Some hang from the ceiling, some are on pedestals, and one takes up an entire wall. Scott, who is primarily known as an installation artist, knew early on that art was her calling growing up in New York.
My parents say that when I was 2, they took me to the circus and I came home and drew a well-articulated drawing of the elephants in a chain holding each other's tails with trunks. And they pronounced me a genius, 2-year-old. And I was very blessed that from the earliest day, they supplied me with materials with which to work. And as soon as I was old enough, I was enrolled in classes at the Art Gallery in Rochester, New York, and Memorial Art Gallery. And they have allowed me to follow my muse ever since. I attended Rhode Island School of Design for my undergraduate degree and Tulane for my master's. It's something that I've always done. It's a through line in my life, even though I've taken side digressions to other things.
Scott now calls New Orleans home, and in addition to creating art, she is weekend announcer here at WWNO. She invites viewers to contemplate value judgments as she plays with light and darkness in her latest work, Let There Be Lumieres, on view at Staple Goods, 1340 St. Rock Avenue through February 3rd. The gallery is open on Saturdays and Sundays from noon to 5 p.m. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.